Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dairy Digest, the podcast by Get Fair Dairy about the European dairy commodity markets. We have been out for a short period, but we're back to inform you on a more frequent base about the dairy markets that we see. And we are back with a bit longer podcast, as there is a lot we want to tell you about our views on the dairy markets. But for those who are hoping for a positive story about price corrections, more demand, we have to be sorry. We think the market is in a bearish sentiment and will be in it for a longer period. So in this podcast, we'll discuss what happens to demand, what happens to supply, what do we think will happen to the prices for butter, skim, and cheese, and how do we see the week ahead of us. So welcome back to the Daily Dairy Digest. Let's take a look at the dairy markets. The dairy commodity markets are facing enormous pressure when we look at the prices. Last week, butter prices lost almost 400 euros in a week, cheese lost about 200 euros, and skim milk powder prices also showed a correction of about 150 euros. The most asked question that we've got over the last week is if we think that we are near the bottom of the price correction yet, or if there is more room to go down. We think that the answer can be found in the past. Commodity prices are determined, as we all know, by the balance between supply and demand. Usually, high prices lead to a lower demand, low demand leads to lower prices leads to higher demand, etc., etc., etc. But in markets where you cannot easily control the amount of supply, volatility grows. The most extreme example we saw was over the last year. Milk supply in Europe fell down about 1%, but the market prices rose about 80%. Fed by the fear of not having sufficient product, buyers aggressively bought as much product as they could against any given price. Suppliers increased their sales price after every sale, causing the longest bull run we have ever seen in dairy. And because increasing milk production takes time, the supply side did not grow as quickly as prices went up. But we remember, we haven't heard any of the end users that we work with shutting down their business due to a lack of commodities or raw materials. In our opinion, the balance between supply and demand did not really justify the gigantic price move. But the sentiment did. It seems there was no price elasticity formula that could explain the move of the market that the markets made. The start of the war in Ukraine earlier this year added more uncertainty and emotions to the market. We did not see the war have a big impact on the supply side. Of course, higher energy prices made the cost of production higher, but it did not lead for more or less milk production in the EU, and it did not affect consumer demand either. But the increased uncertainty increased dairy prices by another 10 to 15%. The markets from September 2021 until August 2022 felt undersupplied, keeping prices firm at the maximum acceptable price levels. At certain levels, producers weren't able to increase the price anymore, as end users were not able to finance their purchases and would rather step out of their existing contracts that they had with their buyers. So butter at around 7,500 euros, Gouda at 5,400 euros, and skim milk powder at 4,400 euro levels were the levels where the maximum pain became too big. End users, up until those levels, kept accepting the prices as they felt that supply and demand were at best in balance and they had little power to negotiate lower prices. But sentiment since the start of September has starting to change. More and more countries are starting to report a higher milk intake compared to the year before, and retail demand is reported down. Anyone with a statistic background will tell you that demand due to COVID has shifted between food service and retail, and that it is too soon to draw any conclusions. And looking at the milk intake, volumes are still below the 3-year average in most countries. In other words, the fundament might be a little bit more bearish, but the market price correction we have seen over the last month seems to be an overreaction, just like we have seen in the last year. Commodity prices do not seem to be set by the factual change in demand and supply, but by the emotions felt by all stakeholders. Because now buyers are back in control, they use the same strategy as producers did last year. After every purchase, the next purchase price needs to be a bit cheaper, causing the markets to fall in a quick decline. Products that are less affected by imports and export, like butter, are affected the quickest, and producers have very little different outlets. Skim milk powder did correct earlier in the year, but is likely to correct less severe as the world market can act a little bit as a buffer. So, do we think that prices should not go down this low and this fast is a much heard question? Our answer is quite simple. We think that prices did not have to go up as high as they did in the first place. Commodity prices did need to go up to compensate the farmers for their higher production cost, but the current milk price of 62 cents does far more than that. It's incentivizing farmers to overproduce in the months to come. So will we see lower prices over the next few months? Yes, we think so. And will prices fall down in a straight line? If history repeats itself, yes. Maybe we will see a few days of stabilization, but the falling trend will continue until we reach levels that will give too much resistance from the producer side. And I think we are still very far from those levels. So as long as we still see more supply than demand, that resistance level will take some time to reach. Because the lower commodity prices we are seeing currently don't solve the supply side, and they don't solve the demand side. Think about it. Lower commodity prices will only affect retail prices in the next 3 to 6 months. If retail prices go down, we might see a little bit more demand come back. And the best way to influence the supply side is to lower the milk price we give to the farmers. A lower milk price discourages farmers from milking more. But asking around, it seems likely that payout prices will stay firm until next year, and they will only go down very gradually. As long as most external factors from outside of the dairy market go unchanged, we think that lower markets are unavoidable. We would hope the market to find a floor at around 5 euros for butter, 2800 euros for powders, and 4000 euros for Gouda cheese. This would mean that co-ops can still pay farmers a milk price that should be sufficient to continue farming. If commodity prices will fall below these levels, we will be writing a report in 12 months from now that the milk production is down again and commodity prices are shooting back up due to the returning demand and a slowdown in milk production. Let's hope the markets can find a balanced price for a while. Last week, the butter market was coming down faster than we had anticipated. Monday last week, we were still discussing Q1 butter at 6100 euros and 6150, and on Friday, the market traded as low as 5750. Prices for November and December were also showing firm corrections and went down from 6700 to 6150, and for German Belgium Dutch butter. Irish butter even is reported as to trade as low as 5900 euros. We know that butter markets are highly volatile, but we did expect the market to bounce or show a correction somewhere on the way down. But asking around, that seems very unlikely to happen. It is strange to think that demand is not there at 6 euros will show up at 5800 euros. Because we even have end users that would rather see prices go back up as the value of their stocks becomes an issue. The reason buyers don't buy has very little to do with price, but mostly to do with demand. The lack of demand will not find its way back to the markets for the next weeks. So as long as we have more sellers in the market that need to move product, we will continue to see the few buyers out there by every deal they make at a slightly lower level each day. We start the day with the following bids. We have a buyer for 6 trucks of German-Belgium-Dutch butter in Q1 at 5,700 euros and a buyer for the same volume for H1 at the same price. We also have a buyer for 8 trucks of Irish summer quality butter for November-December collection at a price of 5,700 euros. And we have a buyer for 4 trucks of Arla Danish lactic butter for November collection at a price of 5,800 euros. We start the day with the following offers. We have offers for 9 trucks of German-Belgium-Dutch butter in Q1 at 58.25. And we have an offer for 12 trucks of the same product for H1 at 5,800 euros. We also have a seller for 6 trucks of Irish fresh butter for November-December collection at a price of 59.90. The cheese market last week continued to show lower levels again, but it seems that the lower prices for cheese are mainly caused by the fact that the market is following the markets for fats, because short term the market for cheese still feels quite balanced. We agree that it's easier to find a few spot loads compared to the summertime, but we aren't flooded with offers yet. Speaking to end users, demand seems to be impacted, but not as much as we hear on the butter and skim milk powder market. But because the cheese valorization is much better than that of butter, most of our partners expect cheese production to be up over the months to follow. We therefore see more offers for December and further out. On Friday, we traded Gouda for December at a price of 4,700 euros, and we traded Q1 as low as 44.10. We don't see sellers that aggressive for cheddar curd or emmentaler yet, but cheeses like Edam and mozzarella are likely to trade around the same levels. We start the day with the following bids. We have a bid for 6 trucks of mozzarella for Q1 collection at a price of 4,300 euros, and we have a bid for 5 trucks of mozzarella for December-January shipment for exports. The origins need to be Hochwald, Bergland or Friesland, at a price of 44.50. We haven't been reporting about many powder trades over the last week. The markets have completely shut down, and we see that our usual counterparts are happy to wait and see what will happen. Where the butter market just trades down in a straight line, we do see that skim milk powder prices have been trading up and down over the last 3 months and are showing a much more traditional trend line, where prices move down and are followed by a longer period of price corrections upward. But looking at the end of last week, that upward correction seems over. Speaking to several partners, we hear more and more that producers are aggressively offering older material for prompt collection at prices at or even below 3,000 euros. Most pressure seems to come from the French and the Irish producers. Partners that trade a lot on the export market get the feedback that from their customers that EU partners are offering prices close to $3,100 CFR. These prices would explain prices hurt in the EU as well. If true, we will see GDT demand from these regions down as well, and we might see another weak moment for the entire dairy market tomorrow. We start the day with the following bid. We are looking for 1 truck skim milk powder from a specific factory at a price of 3,100 euros ex works. We have a bid for 200 metric tons of skim milk powder, non-standardized Irish origin at a price of 2,800 euros ex works. We have a bid for 300 metric tons of Sodarex skim milk powder for Q1 at a price of 29.50. And we have a bid for 100 metric tons of Rücker low heat December collection at a price of 30.50. And we start the week with the following offers. We have an offer for 200 metric tons of Irish skim milk powder at a price of 3,100 euros ex works. We have an offer for 150 metric tons of UK skim milk powder at a price of 3,250 euros for December collection. We have an offer for 100 metric tons of German skim milk powder at a price of 3,260 for November collection. And we have an offer for 300 metric tons of Belgium skim milk powder for Q1 collection at a price of 3,175. Okay, and that was it again. Thank you very much for listening to the Daily Dairy Digest. We hope to be back again this week to report on everything we see on here on the dairy markets. For those who are listening for the first time and you like this podcast, please subscribe via your favorite podcast app such as Spotify and Apple Podcasts. For now, we want to wish you a good day, happy trading, and bye-bye.